listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the MCHS Arena. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls, it's a doubleheader tonight. Montgomery County and Bourbon County in district action. Girls are up first, and Ivan Rawls is across the way with Montgomery County head coach Dustin High.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin High. And Coach, seasons could be long, but at times you can learn a lot about yourself in a short amount of time. And that happened here recently, last week. You're on the road at Henry Clay, probably not the best performance out of your team, only to see them turn around a couple of nights later and have one of the more impressive performances we've seen in recent memory. Talk about this team and what you're learning about them early on in the season that you hope can continue to materialize as you go forward.
Well, I think the biggest difference from Thursday to Saturday was just consistent energy and effort. And I thought that collectively we played as hard as we've ever played for 32 minutes on Saturday. And I think a lot of that was generated from our defense and getting back to our man-to-man principles and our identity, so to speak. And I think it generated some energy for us, and it was a total team effort with everybody that checked into the game contributed positively. And you look at a game like Cooper and you expect it to be kind of nip and tuck, and then you get the box score and everybody that played in the game was plus for the game. And it's rare even on good nights, and that was the case on Saturday.
A lot of times the coaches talk about solid defense, talk about that connectivity, you know, that chemistry and knowing each other. This season, you've got a couple of players in the fold that wasn't a part of this core the last few years, but it seemed like it connected. That synergy was there, especially in the second half on Saturday.
It was, and as chaotic as it got offensively, and credit Cooper with their defense, and that's what they hang their hat on. I thought whether we were actually in the right places or running the right plays or whatever, everybody that caught the ball was aggressive to the basket. And those are the hardest people to guard, and everybody we put in the game was capable of doing that. And I think that it wore on them, and it was one of those nights that you really want to build on just with the aggression.
For the first time in her new role, you saw your senior point guard and Hayden Bear kind of start to mature into what her role needs to be as a scoring point guard and not just a scorer, and that had to be encouraging.
Yes, and we talked about it going in, and she talked about it after the game. When Alexander was in the game for Cooper, that was the toughest game that she has been a part of, because Alexander is such a just solid defender. She's not necessarily going to come up and always be trying to take it from you, but she can sit down in a stance and slide with you as hard and as fast as you want to go. And Hayden, probably for the first time in her career, used pace to her advantage, and she's sped up and she slowed down and she got space and was able to get us as organized as we could be. And just her command of the game and us offensively was a huge step for our team and her individually.
Coach, I'm going to let you get out to the middle, but good luck tonight in this first district matchup of the season. All important.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We return. We'll talk to the first-year head coach at Bourbon County High School, Collie Highlander, after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
The Bourbon County Lady Colonels have yet to win a game this season. They're under first-year coach Kylie Highlander, so she's looking for that first victory as they come into a district encounter tonight. The games, they've played some close contests, and they've struggled a little bit. They're coming off a loss to Woodford County, 49-39, 0-6 on the season. They've lost to good teams, Great Crossing, Madison Southern, Pates Creek, Boyle County, and Bath County. Those are the teams that have beaten this Lady Colonel team so far this season. The Indians are 2-2 after that upset win over Cooper that took place last Saturday. So the Lady Indians have had a nice little break. They've gone for now, you know, five complete days where they haven't had to play a game, and we'll see. Allie Dillon is still out. She's out with the team, not in uniform yet, but out kind of rebounding for them a little bit. She's, and you know, we're hoping that she is about ready to go. Let's go right now to Ivan Rawls with Coach Highlander.
Thanks, Dan. I heard the head coach for the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County, Coach Kylie Highlander. And, Coach, hey, you bleed maroon and gold, and this has to be a moment of a lifetime to have this opportunity to take over this program.
It is. It's been rewarding. I'm glad that I get to, you know, coach where I came from and had the opportunity to have my first head coaching job here. It means a lot.
In this first year, what are you trying to establish? What do you want to see out of Lady Colonel basketball?
A culture. I would like to compete in every game we're in. We're trying to change the way we do things. We're trying to take it up a notch on the defensive end. And at times, we've been able to do that pretty well. We've had a rough start, but each game, we've improved in some areas. We're just trying to put it all together right now.
What is your approach coming into this game? It's your first district matchup with Montgomery County. What is different about when you get into district play as opposed to just some of your other regular season games?
Well, it's girls that they've known their whole lives, girls they've played against their whole lives. They know how it is. It's just a matter of, you know, coming out here trying to limit their runs. When it comes to Montgomery County, trying to limit their runs, because when they're hot, they're hot. So we're going to try our best to come out to a fast and hot start. So.
And is there anything in particular maybe you're looking for in those first 2 to 4 minutes in this ball game?
Intensity on the defensive end for us. That's one thing that we're trying to focus on, and so we'd like to come out and have a strong defensive start.
Coach, thanks for your time, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's Kylie Hollander, head coach for the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County. We're going to take another two-minute timeout here as you're listening to the Lady Indians basketball here on the Gateway Sports Network. It's the Lady Indians playing host to 40th District foe Bourbon County Lady Colonels. Back in 2 moments.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dan Bailey and Ivan Rawls with you from the MCHS arena tonight as the crowd coming in for this doubleheader. We've already got a nice crowd in here. I think it'll continue to grow. The band is here, Ivan, and that's big.
Yeah, it's huge, like I said, to add atmosphere, you know, and I think would have loved to see more atmosphere here Saturday. You know, of course, it was a Saturday. I would have loved to have seen just even a little bit more atmosphere here Saturday in that big game with Cooper High. But it was intense nonetheless once that game got going. And this game I expect to be intense too, Dan, because you got some familiarity with some of the veterans on both sides of this ball. And you got Coach Kylie Hollander, who was an intense competitor when she played, and is going to try to inject that into these girls under her leadership and guidance this year. Of course, Kylie, a few games last year, was able to be in that head coaching role as Coach Watkins was going through some health issues a year ago. She was able to fill in that role. So it's not unfamiliar territory for her, but she's, like I said, trying to create some culture there the way that she wants things to be played. And, you know, when you talk about Carly Baker, she's an intense competitor. And she is a physical problem for Montgomery County. She's a guard that is very physical for this Bourbon County team. So if she can get off to a good start for Bourbon County, maybe it gets them in a good situation early on.
You know, the Lady Indians, in the last two games, I mean, if you go to Henry Clay, and then, of course, Henry Clay did beat Frederick Douglass back this week. So I think Henry Clay was better than what we really expected and better than what we even realized during the game. And yet still a real change between Thursday and Saturday of last week. And now the question is, really, which team's going to show up tonight?
Consistency. You heard Coach High mention, talk about being consistent, and that's what you got to ask for any team. You know, the team that I see tonight is the team, is that going to be the team I'm going to see tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and it has to be a part of who you are, part of your DNA. You hear sometimes people say, oh, they can turn it on and off when they want to. Well, you don't want that. You want them to be engaged always, regardless of who the opponent is, and you don't want them coming here. And I didn't have enough time to ask Coach High that question of about having them ready, because this is a different challenge. This is a district. It means something as far as the pecking order in your district and positioning for postseason seeding. So, yeah, it might not be a top five team in the state, but this is a team that could cause you problems if you allow them to.
Well, we're about ready to find out. Teams are putting up some last shots, and won't be long. We'll be back in 90 seconds and have all the pregame activities and get ready for the game, get the starting lineups. Don't go away here on WMSD. Doubleheader tonight. Girls against Bourbon County first. The boys will play them second. We're with you throughout the evening. We're back in 90 seconds.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Have a familiar officiating crew for us tonight, guys that we have seen quite a bit over the years, and this is a good crew to work this district game. Glad of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena on the campus of Montgomery County High School for tonight's KHSAA doubleheader action. At this time, please stand if you're able and remove your caps for the presentation of our nation's colors. The colors are proudly presented by the Montgomery County High School JROTC Honor Guard. The national flag is carried by the Color Guard Commander, Cadet Command Sergeant Major Casey Talby. The state flag is carried by Cadet Corporal Eric Lim. The right guard is Cadet Staff Sergeant Freddie Vera. The left guard is Cadet Corporal Tyson Zolia. Please remain standing until the colors have exited the floor. The anthem is presented by the MCHS Pep Band, tonight featuring current students and several alumni under the direction of Mr. Robert Rawlings.
Color guard just now moving into place in the center of the floor. And in a moment, the Montgomery County Pep Band and our national anthem. Montgomery County Pep Band with the national anthem, and now the crowd will pause for a moment as the color guard gets set to leave the playing floor here at the MCHS Arena. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, we'll be down in Hazard at Perry County Central High School. An event going on there, and the Montgomery County boys will be playing the Hazard Bulldogs. We'll be there for that broadcast. The Lady Indians are playing tomorrow. They're up at Lewis County, and that game will be earlier in the afternoon. We'll at least know the results of that tomorrow when we join you from Hazard tomorrow night. Those Hazard Bulldogs are unbeaten where the Indians are headed for tomorrow night. Now let's go back to our public address announcer, Brandon Elliott, and our starting lineups for the game.
Let's meet your starting lineups for the opening matchup tonight for the women's match between the visiting Lady Colonels of Bourbon County and your Montgomery County Indians. First for the Lady Colonels, at guard a 5'10 senior, number 1, Kaylee Baker. At guard a 5'6 junior, number 3, Riley Hunt. At guard a 5'11 senior, number 4, Lakin Horden. At forward, a 5'10 sophomore, number 11, Reagan Reed. And at forward, a 6'1 junior, number 15, Morgan Howell. The Lady Colonels are coached by head coach Kylie Highlander. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Pouch. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Reagan Oney. At forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Torvitz. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. And at forward, a 5'10 senior, number 23, Shay. Your Indians are coached by head coach Dustin High.
Well, those are your starting lineups. And Ivan, Montgomery County has now won the last six games against Bourbon County. That came after Ivan's checking the basketball out right now, and he's approved it okay. And, Lady Indians have won six in a row, but Bourbon County had won 9 in a row prior to that.
We went through a stretch where we could never have fathomed that with the arc that the two programs had been on prior to that 9-game stretch when Coach Bill Watson was at the helm there at Bourbon County. And it was a struggle, and it was a direct effect of where this Montgomery County team had gotten from a talent standpoint for a few years. But they've turned the momentum back in their favor in this series, and they hope to continue out here tonight.
Blake and Harden averaging 12.3 points a game. Montgomery County gets the tip, and Barrier, dressed in white uniform, blue numerals trimmed in red, Bourbon County in black uniforms, gold numerals trimmed in maroon, and the Lady Indians on offense first. Here's Barrier down the right side to Oney. Oney dribbles out on the wing, keeps the dribble, and Bourbon County is in a man, or they're in a zone, and there's a three up and good by Shay Harris.
And that's not what you want to see if you're Coach Highlander, because she's wanting to slow the game down. That's the zone trying to make Montgomery County be slow and methodic on the offensive end.
Lady Indians are man-to-man defensively right now, and here over on the left wing with the ball is Ring. Now down under the basket, they send it back outside. Harden wants to drive. Canton hands it off to Baker, and now we get a traveling violation.
Good call. The defense, again, really active, and we saw that in the second half on Saturday out of this Lady Indians team.
Bourbon County's going to pick up all over the floor. It comes in to Jarvis, and she dribbles down against Baker. Says it in the right corner. Harris makes a move, going to go for the basket, goes under, gets a shot blocked, but rebounded by Fouch and put up by Harris again, no good. And they battle for it, and finally coming away with the rebound. And there is Ring. So opportunities for Harris, but unable to get the ball in the basket. And now Bourbon County with Riley Hunt handing it off on the left side. Here's a three put up that's no good by Lakin Harden and rebounded by Oney. He'll bring it down herself. Oney gives it over to Jarvis. Jarvis drives in, lost the handle on the ball, able to recover, and now Barrier trapped deep in the corner, and here we get Barrier stepping on the out-of-bounds line and in contact with the basketball, so the Lady Indians turn it over. Goes back to Bourbon County, and the Lady Colonel's really aggressive. Now Montgomery County is going to say, okay, we'll do that too. Oney guarding Baker as she brings it down. Baker really physical and strong, but Oney cuts her off. They go down inside. There was a travel there that they didn't call. And the battle for the ball now. It's loose on the floor and finally picked up by Harris. Montgomery County has it. Here is Jarvis. Wants to run. Takes it all the way in and is going to be fouled by Baker. And will shoot a pair of shots coming right here, I believe.
And that's not the foul you want early is on Baker, because I think that Baker-Jarvis matchup is going to be a good one, because Baker can be physical with Savannah Jarvis down on the inside.
Jarvis, free throw up and good. And Jarvis averaging in double figures. She and Barry are the two players for the Lady Indians right now scoring in double figures. And Jarvis hits a pair of free throws here. And Montgomery County has taken a 5-0 lead just over 2 minutes into the game. Here is Harden dribbling and working against Barrier. Barrier knocks it loose. Picked up by Oney, Montgomery County. And then Barrier fell down as she headed for the basket, and it goes right back over to Bourbon County. So
excellent defense by Hayden Barrier, though. And just unfortunately, couldn't gather herself to get that outlet.
Comes in to Baker, and Baker's going to dribble it up against Oney. Oney's going to go right with her step for step. Baker now pulls it up, gives to Harden. And now a free throw jump shot is no good, and it's rebounded by Fouch off of that miss by Howell. And outside Barrier fires a three. Good. Boy, that one, she put a lot of arch on that to get it over a defender coming out. Her
steal.
First points, it's 8-0, and then there was a steal by Montgomery County, and as they get it underneath the basket to Fouch, we get a foul on Harden.
What great awareness by Reagan Oney on that inbounds is to turn right back around and be able to get that and get that opportunity for Sophie Fouch here early.
So Fouch will be up there for a couple of shots. The freshman puts it up and no good off the back of the iron. Has another one coming, and we get a timeout taken by Bourbon County with 5:16 left to play here in the opening quarter. Lady Indians with an early 8-0 lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Lane violation on the second free throw, and the ball will go over to Bourbon County. And Montgomery County pressing comes into Harden. Harden is the most experienced player. She's really kind of a wing player, has to handle the ball a lot. Baker down the lane gets a shot blocked, but a foul will be called. And let's see who they call the foul on.
I kind of felt like Baker got away with two walks there. On the reception of the initial pass, they call that Oney. Oh, Jarvis, okay.
Yeah, Jarvis gets her first foul.
But on the reception, and then she took a couple of dribbles, and then it looked like she took like four steps into the lane.
Baker trying to get her team on the scoreboard, but the shot is no good. And now for the Lady Indians, we get checking in, Laura Lee. Orison is checking in for Montgomery County, replacing Fouch. Second shot is no good. And the rebound comes to Oney, so it remains 8-0. Long pass right corner. Harris sends it back out to Barrier. She makes a move. Hands back to Harris, who gets open for a three-point shot that's no good. Rebound. Oney goes and gets it for Montgomery County. Lady Indians still have it. There's a three put up by Barrier that's no good. Rebound. And Bourbon County is able to come out of there with it. Going down Harden, and we get a blocking foul that's going to go against Barrier, her first, team foul number two here in the first quarter.
What about Reagan Oney on those two rebounds? I mean, she got up there. I didn't know Reagan had that type of elevation. She's usually one of those positional type of rebounders.
Here's the entry pass underneath the Bourbon County basket down off to our left. Comes into Harden, ball fake, goes up from 17. That shot was partially tipped, and the rebound comes to Harris. So Lady Indians down for more points. Here is Barrier dribbling right, goes all the way in, lays it up and left it short. And the rebound.
And Hayden grabbed her face like maybe she got hit in the mouth.
Taken in there by King. Back the other way, driving all the way in left side on the baseline, putting it in with the left hand is Riley Hunt to get Bourbon County on the scoreboard, and it's 8-2. Right near the midway mark of this opening quarter. Here's Barrier being guarded by Harden. Over to Harris. Harris looking in against Howell. Now Jarvis takes it. Cut off by Baker. Keeps the dribble. Goes baseline left side. Up with a short jumper. No good. Gets the rebound. Goes under. Puts it up. No good. And the rebound is taken by Howell. Right now Montgomery County simply can't put the ball in the basket. Down inside. Harden up off the glass. That doesn't go. Rebound by Howell. Outside jumper is good. That was by Baker?
Yeah, Baker was the one that shot that.
And that was a three-point shot, so all of a sudden it's 8-5. Bourbon County, you know, you give a team like Bourbon County a little confidence, and here's a Barrier, a three that's no good, and then on the rebound we get a whistle, and a foul is going to go against Jarvis.
And we saw a little bit of this the other night against Cooper in the first half when Montgomery County wasn't attacking. They were just settling for jump shots, and we're seeing that here against this Bourbon County defense early.
They made 2 of 5 threes. Doesn't seem like that, but here's a steal by Fouch. Fouch is going to go down, goes in on the left side, lays it up and in.
She has been so solid early on in this season for Coach Destin High and the Lady Indians.
10-5. Breaks the five-point Bourbon County run, 2:50 to play here. Here is Orison guarding Hunt in the backcourt. Hunt coming on the left-hand dribble. Dribbles down, gets it into the offensive end. And Hunt gets it back, fires a three left side. That's no good. Rebound is tipped and loose in there. Gathered by Bourbon County and putting it up and in is Morgan Howell. Howell with her first two, and it's 10-7 in Bourbon County now. Kind of feeling like they belong after falling down 8-0 early. Lady Indians need to try to get something inside or a really good look in the perimeter. Here is Orison. Orison makes a move, goes into the paint, flips it up, no good. Battles, and the rebound comes out and is going to go out of bounds off of Montgomery County. It'll be played by Bourbon County.
I did like the move by Lorelei Orison, though. She was trying to attack and get in that paint, just unfortunately it didn't go down for the young freshman, but those are the types of baskets that Montgomery County's got to try to continue to get.
A little trouble getting it in right in front of us, but knocked out of bounds by Jarvis, and it'll be played by the Lady Colonels. Here's Harden, ready to inbound. Now Baker will come and in, make the entry pass near the timeline. Bounces in backcourt to Hunt. Hunt will bring it back, and Orison on her, goes behind the screen, gives it off right side to Harden, who makes a little move, puts up a 12-footer, no good. Rebound. Jarvis had the rebound and is going to be fouled. That's going to be on Reagan Ring, her first, team foul number three.
Jarvis did a great job of getting inside positioning on that rebound opportunity there.
You know, Harden is 0 for 4 so far, and she's their leading scorer. And it's still just a three-point game. Here is Oney. Oney takes it down the lane. Goes all the way and try to put up a shot and gets fouled. That personal will be on Howell. That's her first, team foul number four. They've all been on different players, and it's going to be two shots coming for Reagan Oney.
And people may be asked, Bailey Warner is available tonight.
Free throw good.
But she missed a couple of practices this week, and it's kind of a team rule that they've had under Coach High. When you miss practices, it does affect your playing time.
Oney knocks down a pair of free throws, and the lead is back to five at 12 to 7. Eight's been the biggest. Berman County, there's Shea Herrick with a steal. Goes down, gathers herself, puts it up and in.
Great job of calculating the defense right there by Shea Harris.
Harris with five and a steal by Oney, and as she tried to put up a shot, she's going to be fouled. Didn't get the basket down. That's number two on Harden.
And this is the area of concern for Bourbon County. It's ball handling. You know, they hadn't been turning the ball over as far as live ball turnovers, but you can see right there, Montgomery County's gotten a few opportunities.
Oney makes the free throw. Checking in for the Lady Colonels is going to be Jenity Solorio, 5'6 sophomore. Free throw good again. 16-7. Montgomery County has scored the last six. Oney guarding Solorio, who dribbles across the timeline, gets it there safely, hands it to Hunt. She dribbles left, ball knocked into backcourt, deflected by Barrier, they say, so she'll return back across the timeline with a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Here is Baker, driving right, all the way down the corner, can't get away, gives it back on the perimeter. And we get a timeout taken by Bourbon County. That's their second timeout for this opening quarter, 52.7 seconds remaining. Lady Indians up 16-7. We'll be back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Eight turnovers on Bourbon County in the first quarter. The big thing, Harden out of the game right now with two fouls. And again, she's the player who averages in double figures for this Bourbon County team. Offense has been their biggest problem, just trying to generate points. Here's Baker going to inbound the ball.
And Harden's also normally one of their primary ball handlers along with Baker.
Here's Hunt with it. Barrier with her. Hunt dribbling into the lane, and gets called for traveling.
Yeah, and it's just so tough. You know, Hunt, you know, looks really adept out on the floor with the ball, but when she gets in traffic, she's a little smaller, and she's amongst those bigger players.
Yeah, Hunt is a junior, about 5'6". Here's Fouch, deep in the right corner. Gives to Jarvis, left side to Oney. Back over to Jarvis. Jarvis puts it on the deck, goes through the defense, puts it up, and we get a whistle and a foul. They'll send Jarvis to the line.
That was on Hal. She came through the body there.
Hal gets her second foul. So Jarvis will be at the line. Puts the free throw up and in.
And now you start looking at foul concerns for Bourbon County. When you start seeing some of your more veteran players like Hal and Harden getting into early foul trouble.
And they're getting Hal out there right now. Haven't seen the player we checked in for just yet, but free throw is up, and this one rolls off. And the rebound gathered by Ring. So it's 17-7. 21 seconds to go. Montgomery County has the possession arrow right now to begin the second quarter.
And
Jarvis is going to get a hand check foul. That's going to be number three on her. Well, they say that's her second.
Good.
So.
I'll take it.
Fourth team foul. Mervin inbounds on the common foul. Solario dribbles into trouble, gives it to Baker. Baker trying to make it happen, forces up a shot that doesn't go, and Oney with a strong rebound heads out there. 4-3-2, barrier up from 17. No good. Bounce got the rebound, but not enough time to get it back up, and the quarter comes to an end. After one quarter, it's 17-7. The lead for Montgomery County. And we'll be back with second quarter action in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Turnovers are 9-2 after that opening quarter, and Montgomery County taking advantage of that. Lady Indians made 2 of 5 three-point shots, and Lady Colonels just 3 of 10 from the field, made 1 of 3 three-pointers and missed both their free throws. So Indians will try to keep the defensive pressure on. They're man-to-man defensively. Here's Hunt, the little guard with it. Gives off to Baker. Oney trying to stay with her. Hands it off to Solario. Dribbles across, picked up by Oney on a switch. Now Orison has Baker now. Baker trying to drive on her, goes down the baseline.
Ooh.
And we get a blocking foul called against Orison.
Orison was playing excellent defense and was just another fraction of a second away of probably getting the player control foul as Baker just kind of took her arm out there and just kind of wiped her out of the way.
Entry pass comes into Hunt on the common foul. Left corner, Solario. Send it back on the perimeter outside, and into the game now. We've got Tiffany Jones, and there's a steal. A barrier took it away, goes down, lays it up and in with the left hand.
Dan, the ball pressure, the on-the-ball pressure is creating some of these opportunities for the Lady Indians.
19-7, barrier with 5. Down inside, now there's a 3 by Solario that's no good, and a rebound. Solario goes and gets it, though, able to corral her own missed shot. And Mervin County still has it. Lady Colonels down right baseline. Baker puts it up, no good. Barrier with the rebound. That was nowhere close. Barrier goes all the way down, lays it up and in with the left hand. Creative move by Barrier to make it 21-7. Barrier with 7. Lady Indians have now scored 11 unanswered points against the Lady Colonels. Here is Hunt. Hunt dribbling outside, just looking for somebody to be open right now.
Well, they've made Bourbon County be window shoppers. They're not getting inside the store right now.
Here's a pass coming out and down through the lane. Baker takes the pass, goes under, missed the driving layup with the left hand, and the rebound taken by Fouch. Lead pass ahead, barrier goes under, laid it up too hard. Rebound taken by Hunt, headed the other way. Down the lane, Hunt goes up and gets foul going up with a shot. Hunt will get to shoot a couple of free throws. That foul is going to be against
it is foul number 23,
Shea Harris. Harris gets her first foul, team foul number 2. And here's Hunt. Hunt's hair comes down and obscures the number on the back of her jersey. Free throw is no good.
Number 32, Mia Hunt.
Now for Montgomery County, Orison comes out as Nina Dunn checks in. I don't know what the question is here, but...
Is it checking in at the scores table or something else, some other uniform?
Uniform abnormality.
Yeah, it has to be something to do with the uniform.
They're going to take her back to the locker room. Apparently something on her uniform or...
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Anyway... Back into the game is Orison. The free throw is good. That breaks the scoring drought. Hunt's third point, 21-8 Montgomery County. Barrier will direct traffic now against a 2-3 zone. Only operating on the left side. They come out and match up with her. Barrier on the right wing takes it. They got Fouch in the middle, and there's the ball tipped away, and they battle for it. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Solario. Bourbon has it. Hunt. Though it was cut off very quickly. Pass goes in the lane. Powell, we get a collision. And a blocking foul is going to go against Montgomery County. And that'll be on Fouch. That'll be her first. Team foul number three here in the second quarter. It'll be a common foul. 5:35 to go before halftime. Bourbon County in some foul trouble. Montgomery County's foul numbers beginning to mount. And, of course, Jarvis in foul trouble. Entry pass, the three is put up by Solario. No good, and it sails out of bounds.
Becoming more and more visible, not having Blakeney Harden out on the floor for Bourbon County, because she is their primary shooter from the perimeter.
Oney. The defense is moving quickly. Barrier, a three, no good, well off the mark. Oney goes and tracks down the rebound for Montgomery County, able to get it back outside to Harris. Harris drives inside, gives to Barrier, right side for a three that's good. Orison.
That's
Orison with a three-point shot.
Good to see Laura Lee get a chance to make a basket here in a varsity game.
24-8. Under 5 minutes to play now in the half. Here's Hunt. Hunt driving left side. Gives it up. Solario. Powell takes it down and gets it knocked loose. On the floor, the ball is battled for. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow will send it to Montgomery County.
Oh, and Bourbon County is out on the floor dribbling. It's like chum in the water for sharks. I mean, the Lady Indians are preying upon the lack of ball handling ability that this Bourbon County team possesses.
Baker's going to come out now as Harden is back in there. Gets the 2-3. Here's Fouch. Oney is in the middle of the defense. He'll pop out front now and take it. Fouch goes into the center. Skip pass over to Harris. Drives in. Doesn't have anything. Now skip pass over to Harris, who launches a three right wing good.
Good to see Shea come out shooting the three well tonight.
27-8. Harris's second three of the game. She has 8 points. Jarvis is ready to check back in. Here driving in is Hunt. Shot is blocked by Barrier, but a foul call. See who this foul is on. There was another defender waiting.
They caught it on Barrier, and I think it was because of how violent it was. I don't know that she got much body contact, but it was a very violent swat down at the ball.
Barrier's second foul. Hunt will shoot a pair of shots, and the free throw rolls in for her. She has 4 points. 27-9. Barrier comes out of the game. Fouch or Jarvis is in. Free throw is no good this time, but the rebound put back up no good. They battle for the rebound and goes out of bounds. It'll be Bourbon County's ball.
KG play there by Harden to get her hands on that ball.
Entry pass to Solario. An open jumper is no good, and Oney this time corrals the rebound. It's 27-9. Montgomery County with the lead on Bourbon County as Harris down the left corner. They go inside to Jarvis, and Jarvis is fouled. And that'll be on Reagan Ring, and that'll be her second.
Right now for Montgomery County, Reagan Oney and Sophie Fouch are the glass cleaners right now.
has a first foul in Bourbon County here in the second quarter. So Lady Indians inbounds. Comes to Jarvis. Deep left corner out to Orison. Orison goes inside to Fouch, threw it away, and it's picked up by Solorio. And then a double dribble on Solorio as she came out of there with it.
I would have to ask Lauren Lee, what did you expect Sophie to do with that ball if she did catch it? I mean, you threw it right down in her. She had no shot, you know. So you got to be a little bit more aware of who you're giving the ball and where you're giving them the ball at.
Here's Barrier to make the inbounds pass. Baker back in for Bourbon County. Orison, Harris on the right side. Solorio right up on her. Now Jarvis takes it over to Oney. Oney would like to drive, but nothing there for her against this zone. Barrier. Harris is in the middle. Down to Orison. Back out to Harris. Thought about a three. Oney thought about a three, but they don't take it. Now Harris over to Barrier. Barrier gets it tipped away by Harden. They turn it over. Bourbon running. Solorio gets it back tipped by Barrier. Montgomery County comes back up with the ball. Jarvis drives in on Baker. Goes into the lane. Flips it up and in.
Oh, they counted it.
They're going to count the basket on the foul on Baker.
I was wondering if they would call that. What a great strong move by Savannah Jarvis.
Coach Highlander getting an explanation on the counting of the basket there.
It was close. I'm not going to lie.
Jarvis completes a three-point play and has 6 points on the night. Makes it 30-9. We're just under the three-minute mark here in the first half. Boys action coming up next between the Colonels and the Indians. Here's Harden now beyond the top of the key. Trying to get free for a shot. Sends it over on the left side. We got another new player into the game right now that we'll check on here in a minute. Down inside, Baker goes for the basket, lays it up and in. Got a little opening down there on that right baseline to make it 30-11. It's Dahlstrom, Emma Dahlstrom, that's in the game right now, 5'8 junior. Coach Highlander getting a lot of players in. Here's Jarvis. Orison, Harris, Barrier, free throw line jumper. Rolled off. Rebound picked up by Sears for Bourbon County. They get it down in a hurry. 2:08 to play in the half. 19-point Montgomery County lead here. Hunt with Dunn back in the game now for Montgomery County. And they get a whistle, and Barrier has picked up her third foul, I believe.
Barrier left her feet right there, which you want to move Lakin Harden off her spot. You don't want her to be a set shot shooter. You want to get her off her spot. But when she left her feet and Harden gave the ball fake, she kind of got her leg out there and tripped her a little bit.
Harden has not scored yet in the game. Free throw is up and good. And now Barrier leaves. Jarvis leaves. Fouch and Oney come back into the game in there along with Orison, Harrison, Dunn for Montgomery County as Harden's free throw is good again. Has her first 2 points of the night. Makes it 30-13. Quickly down to Orison, sends it back out to Harris, and now Oney. Oney puts it on the deck, hands to Fouch, over to Harris, into Oney. Goes down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in.
What a pass by Jay Harris. Wow, what great vision.
32-13. Here is Harris now guarding Harden. Here's a pass into Baker against Oney. Baker powers her way in and forces a shot up and got it down.
Man, Reagan did all you could do right there. You know, make her have to shoot over you.
32-15. Fouch to Orison with a minute 18 to go in the half. Bourbon County staying in that zone now. Here is Fouch looking. Gives to Orison, to Harris. Harris turns to face the basket. Now sends it right side to Oney. Oney looking down inside.
I think you just keep working it so you can get it to Harris at that top of the key or in the high post area.
Now, there is Stouts. Dunn fires a three that's no good over the mark. Harden with the rebound. Off that miss. Bourbon running. Harden down the right side. Dahlstrom driving toward the basket. Gets it tipped out of bounds. It'll be played by Bourbon County. Lady Colonels have done much better in not turning the ball over this second quarter. And now they inbound and a wide open shot is no good. Dahlstrom and Fouch get tied up on the rebound off that miss by Isabella Sears, and the possession arrow will keep it with Bourbon County.
What about Sophie Fouch again down there, Dan, battling for the defensive rebound?
Possession arrow will go to Montgomery County now. Outside there is a shot put up by Hunt that's no good. The rebound tipped in to inbounds, and Oney gets it. Oney will bring it down herself. Down to Harris. Corner to Orison. Long pass back outside. Fouch down to Dunn. Dunn to Fouch to Oney to Orison. Inside to Harris. Harris moves in. Puts it up off the glass. It rolls off. Oh. And the rebound gathered by Bourbon County. Dahlstrom comes up with that.
But a good look.
And at the buzzer, shot put up no good by Harden. And a half has come to an end. Montgomery County 32, Bourbon County 15 here at the intermission. And don't go away. We'll be back. Recap it for you. Let's step out a couple of minutes for these messages here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Halftime of the opening game of our doubleheader tonight, with Montgomery County Lady Indians leading Bourbon County, leading 32 to 15 here at halftime, Ivan. And I don't know of anything unusual that's happened tonight. We knew Bourbon County had struggled to score the ball. They have done that here in the first half. They did improve a little bit, and when they went to the zone, that really has helped them.
It really has helped them. I think Montgomery County has to focus on getting more paint touches. I thought that was the thing that Montgomery County didn't do enough of or focus enough on. I think they've got to do a better job in the second half. Now, the foul situation, I think, caused a little bit of that. I think Coach Dustin High had lineup situations out there that weren't conducive for them to get good paint touches, because you didn't have consistently Jarvis and Harris out on the floor at the same time. And of course, with the Bailey Warner situation, she wasn't out there available. And those are all three more post interior type players to finish around the basket. I suspect that's what they're talking about and what they're going to try to focus on here in the second half, much like what we saw on Saturday night. But the kudos I do want to give to the Lady Indians are to those freshmen that came in and played really well. Of course, Sophie Fouch starting
tonight, and that's not unfamiliar to her, but I thought she was really solid on the glass. You know, the last couple of years we've talked about the Lady Indians being able to rebound consistently, especially, you know, if Reagan Oney's not in there or Shea Harris. I thought Faust did a great job at that. I thought Laura Lee Orison did a great job coming in and providing good, solid play. So the story to me in the first half is what those freshmen were able to do under the circumstances.
Let's check individual scoring real quick for you for Bourbon County. Kaylee Baker, the senior, she's a guard forward, really. She's a strong player. She has 7 points here at halftime, including hitting her only three-point attempt. 4 points for Riley Hunt, the junior point guard. Then 2 points for Lakin Harden on a pair of free throws. She was 0-5 from the field. Morgan Howell has 2 points. And that was everybody that scored, as Isabella Sears and Tiffany Jones, Reagan Ring, Jenny Solorio, and Emma Dahlstrom all played but did not score. So 7 for Baker, 4 for Hunt, making up 11 of the 15 points. Montgomery County, real balanced attack. Shea Harris with 8 points, a pair of threes in 3 attempts for her. 7 points for Hayden Barrier, including a 3. 6 apiece for Oney and Jarvis. And Oney also has 7 rebounds. 3 points for Laura Lee Orison on a 3-point field goal. And Sophie Fouch with 2 points. And she has 3 rebounds and a steal. I haven't talked about her rebounding there in the first half. So Lady Indians up 32-15. We'll be back with the other statistics before we get the second half underway after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
In the first half of play, Bourbon County made 5 of 19 field goal attempts, so they shoot just about 28%. They were 1 of 6 on three-pointers and 4 of 8 from the charity line. Montgomery County made 10 of 25. They hit 40%, 4 of 9 threes, 8 of 11 from the charity stripe. Bourbon County did out-rebound Montgomery County, 18 to 17 in that first half, but they gave it up on turnovers. 13 turnovers on Bourbon County. The Lady Indians had just 5 in that first half of play. We've got boys action to follow this, and then tomorrow night we'll be down at Perry County Central, where the Indians are going to take on unbeaten Hazard, the Bulldogs, and we'll have that broadcast for you tomorrow evening. Let's step out a couple of minutes here for these words, and then we'll come back and get this second half underway. Lady Indians, who led by as many as 21 in the first half, up by 17 right now, and we'll start the second half in 2 minutes.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Lady Indians came into this game for the first four games having connected on only 24.5% of their three-point shots, Ivan. And, you know, they're going to be a much better shooting three-point team than that, we think. So
Yeah.
And they've shown it here in the first half.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. You know, early on in season, that's one of the things that, you know, can be up or down for some teams, and you hope for this Montgomery County team when everybody's healthy and when they kind of get a little of a rhythm and more chemistry with some of these lineups, that you'll see that continue to be a good bright spot on this team.
We're back to the starting units for the two teams here to begin the second half, except for Dahlstrom, who is in for Bourbon County. Here's Honey down low, goes up for a shot, gets it blocked, gets the rebound back, gives out to Fouch. Her jumper good from 15.
And again, Dan, the fact that Montgomery County went down inside on that initial attempt there.
34-15. That block was by Howell. Here is Hunt. Hart gets a wide open three, top of the key, no good. Long rebound comes as tip. Jarvis comes up with it, so Harden still hadn't connected on a field goal attempt. Jarvis all the way down, goes under and missed the driving layup. And the foul is going to be against Kaylee Baker. That'll be her third.
I thought Baker got away with a foul on the offensive bench. Came over the back of Sophie Fouch when she tipped that ball and went to Jarvis.
Jarvis, free throw up and good. Jarvis, a junior, 5'11". Has her seventh point. Make it eight as she knocks down a pair. The Lady Indians off to a good start as they increase their lead back to a high for the game at 36-15. Here's Baker driving down against Barrier. He stays right with her, but gets it across the timeline. Hunt works against Fouch. Fouch really applying the pressure to her. Hunt gets away from her. Backs away, picks up by Jarvis on a switch. Now Baker goes down inside. Now in the corner, Dahlstrom tries to make a move. Ball is tipped. Knocked away, and Jarvis gets it. Here's Jarvis running down. Hunt with her. Jarvis underlays it in.
And that's that length of Jarvis getting out in that passing lane right there, Dan.
38-15. Montgomery County has a 6-0 run in the first minute, 15 seconds. Down inside, there's a short jumper turning and shooting it over Jarvis. Was Morgan Howell for her second field goal. 38-17. Looked pretty confident there. Here's Harris way out on the right wing. going to try to go to Oney, but up over her back is Morgan Howell for her third foul.
And there's no reason for Morgan Howell to be playing directly behind Reagan Oney. Yeah. Even with that height event, there's no reason that she shouldn't have already been in a three-quarter defensive stance right there to deny that ball.
Under the basket, Barrier will get it in. Gets it to Harris, who fires a three right side. It's no good. Only the rebound for Montgomery County, so the Lady Indians have it. Here's Jarvis, top of the key. Goes down to Fouch on the right baseline. Drives in, puts it up, and in.
Again, Dan, when Sophie Fouch caught that ball, she knew exactly where she wanted to go with it. Whether it was a shot or not, she knew she wanted baseline, and she was very quick to decide.
Fouch now with 6 points, 40-17, going inside. Harden has her shot blocked. Bourbon County gets it back. Jarvis with that shot block and finally get a foul. Could have maybe had a three-second call there, but didn't get it. Harris gets her second foul, first of this second half. And at the free throw line is Morgan Howell to try two shots. Howell, free throw is no good.
What that block shot that Jarvis had on Harden, boy. She came out was quite violent.
Baker and Dahlstrom are out now for Bourbon County back into the lineup. We're going to get King. A free throw is no good, but the rebound way outside is picked up by Ring. Goes down inside, and there's a shot put up and in by Howell. So 40-19, they finally got their points on the board. The lead at 21. Here's Fouch, deep in the right corner, in some trouble. Gives back out to Oney on the wing, back down to Fouch. He wanted to go into Harris, couldn't get it to her. Now Jarvis takes it over to Barrier, who fires a three. No good, long rebound comes out. Is taken by Harris. And now Barrier drives for the basket, goes in on the right side, missed the driving layup, but will shoot a pair of shots right now.
That's huge.
And Howell gets her fourth foul.
That's a huge foul. Howell just started to kind of be a big influence on the offensive end here, started this second half.
Dahlstrom's going to come back in for her. Orison waiting to check in. Barrier's free throw is good. That's her eighth point. And now Fouch will leave as Orison checks in. Good, valuable minutes for Sophie Fouch. 5:16 to play, third quarter. Free throw good again. 42-19 the score. Driving down the left side is Sears, who's into the game. Now Hunt takes it down the lane, puts it up and in off the glass. Riley Hunt with 6 points. Nice play there by Hunt. 42-21.
That shows no fear.
Barrier's going for the basket right side, puts it up and in off the glass. Maneuvered around the defender. 44-21. Barrier in double figures now with 11 points. Boy, wide open under the basket. They had King, but didn't see her. Now here's Harden. Montgomery County defensively is... well, I think they're in a zone. There's a three put up no good by Hunt. The rebound again by Oney, who's in double figures now and rebounding. Jarvis going for the basket. Left side goes under, lays it up and in.
It's amazing how good Savannah Jarvis is with her left hand, even though she's a right-handed player.
We're going to get a timeout now. Bourbon County takes their third timeout of the game. 4:19 to play here in the third quarter. Montgomery County up by 25, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
.419 left here this third quarter. Montgomery County with a 25-point lead now. They keep turning the lights off over this basket up here, Ivan. I don't know.
I hadn't even noticed.
It's just irritating to me. I don't know what's... causing that. But anyway, here's Harden. She's headed the other way, though, away from that. Top of the key, Sears got away with a walk. Hands it back to Harden. Harden has picked up her dribble. Ball knocked loose, picked up. Harris comes up with it for Montgomery County. Dribbles down, going to go all the way in. Up, missed it off the glass. Rebound Barrier gets fouled. Barrier's going to shoot a couple of shots here.
Yeah, you got me looking at the light. Maybe there's a ballast or something out on one of these.
Ring gets her third foul. Free throw by Barrier is up and good. She has a dozen now. She and Jarvis each with 12 points here in the game for Montgomery County. Barrier misses this free throw, and Dahlstrom has the rebound. 47-21, there's a steal, and Harris goes under, puts it in. Shea Harris in double figures now with 10. 49-21, 3:40 to go. Almost a steal. There is a turnover, and right back to Bourbon County. An exchange of turnovers there. Driving is Harden. Dahlstrom drives the right baseline. Cut off. Ball fake. Missed the shot. Rebound gathered by Harris. So Montgomery County has it. Dahlstrom just got a little bit too excited there. Shot it quickly. Here's Jarvis down the left side of the lane. Back out to Orison. Montgomery County with quick ball movement. Warner's in the game right now for Montgomery County. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it.
That was a missed opportunity, too, with Harris cutting through the paint there. Warner didn't see her.
Harris is going to get a breather right now for the Lady Indians. 3:09 to play in the third quarter. Montgomery County up by 28. Here is Orison out front. Honey, Orison down to Warner. Into Harris, inside, four players around her, back to Warner, ball fake, Barrier, open three, in and out, rebound, Orison, shot blocked by Baker, rebound by Dahlstrom, so Montgomery County unable to get points that time, and now there's a steal, and put up and in by Jarvis, and give Barrier not only the steal, but an assist, and it's a 30-point game, 51-21, Montgomery County really has picked up the defensive intensity here in the second half. There is going for the basket. We get a foul on Jarvis that will send Harden to the free throw line.
Hey, you talk about the defense, and you know, except I thought, you know, in this game we've seen Shea Harris guarding out on the perimeter. Her ability to move her feet for what we've always considered her having to play an interior role. And not have to guard guards out on the floor. She's done an excellent job tonight.
Harris and Foucher back into the game for Montgomery County. Orison and Jarvis are the players who come out. And the free throw is good again. So Harden has four. She's made four free throws. It's 51-23. Barrier over on the right wing gives to Orison. And now Harris, top of the key. Barrier breaks through, takes it, goes up with a short jumper, no good. Rebound comes out and is picked up by Solorio. She brings it down now, Harden from 15 feet, no good. Harris with a rebound for Montgomery County. Harden just hasn't been able to connect tonight. Jarvis drives down inside, gives back to Honey, and now Honey off, and Warner missed it, gets a rebound, puts it in.
Oh, boy, what a great layoff by Reagan Honey to Warner initially.
53-23, minute 39 to play in the third quarter. Here's Harden. Gets a screen from Baker, but can't really use it. Solorio. Montgomery County's defense on Harden has been very good. And now Dahlstrom takes it to Hunt, drives the left baseline, forces a shot up, and we get a traveling violation. Good defense by Bailey Warner there down on the baseline. Jarvis comes in replacing Warner. Minute 20 to play in the third quarter. Barrier very slowly across the timeline, guarded by Harden. Down to Harris on the right wing with 108 to play. Here is Jarvis, free throw line, takes it down the lane, puts it up and in off the glass and draws a foul.
It's unbelievable how well she finishes with her left hand at the basket. she looks more comfortable a lot of times, I think, driving down the left side than she does with her right hand, which is her dominant hand.
She's got 16 now, 10 in this quarter. Make it 11. Three-point play, 56-23. Final minute of this third quarter. Here's Hunt driving left of the key, but turned away by Harris. Keeps the dribble. Now Solario, she's double-teamed. Back to Hunt. Hunt looking in, can't find anybody. Hands it to Baker. And now working with the ball is Harden. Goes down the lane, kicks it back to Dahlstrom. Might have gotten away with a walk. Bounces back into Harden, turns and missed the layup. Rebound is taken by Oney. Back the other way, down to Barrier. Jump shot right side. 17-footer is no good. Rebound, Jarvis gets it and gets fouled, and that'll be on Hunt.
Wow. Yeah, you just think about this, Dan. You're watching this defense. You know, we were talking about Shake Harris, and we just saw her in that last defensive set. And the hope and the anticipation that maybe Allie Dillon, we'll be ready here in about another week to join us. And if
free throw is good.
You get anything close to 100% Allie Dillon, you know, with her length and ability to play good defense, where this team could really go.
Morgan Howe comes in for the last 21 seconds of this third quarter. She has four fouls. Free throw is no good this time. The rebound is gathered by Morgan Howe. 57-23. Down inside is Hunt. Hands it off. Baker, three, top of the key. No good. Rebound is picked off by Shea Harris. Here's 4 seconds to go. Harris has it. Hands it to Oney. Oney fires a shot up that's no good at the buzzer. And the third quarter has come to an end, and it was a good one for Montgomery County. Lady Indians expand their 17-point halftime lead out to 34 at the end of three periods. We'll be back. Fourth quarter action coming in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
The Lady Indians defense has been really strong. This has been a Bourbon County team that has struggled to score, too, but you have to like the Lady Indians defense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, well, do you really believe this had this been the first night we saw it? But we saw it in the second half against Cooper High on Saturday, so that consistency we've seen from Saturday into this game has to make you believe that maybe this is a version of the Lady Indians that we can hope to see throughout the season and not kind of a one-off situation against a team that does have some suspect ball handling.
Here's Harden with the ball right now, dribbling against Barrier. Uses a screen by Baker, but can't get a shot away. Hands it to Hunt. Hunt now. Baker has it knocked loose and picked up by Harris. Montgomery County has it. Harris comes down, waits for Warner to join her, and Warner misses the driving layup, but Harris gets the ball. Hands it back to Warner, off to Oney, off to Harris, puts it in.
And Dan, this second half so far really has been the things that Shea Harris has done that hasn't amounted to her getting points, but it has benefited the Lady Indians team.
We get the running clock now, Evan, and there's Harden coming down, missed a shot, and there's Harris with the rebound. Derby County has it, Barrier from 15 feet, knocks down the jump shot. And the lead is 61-23. Montgomery County has scored the last. Wow. Well,
scored 21 of the last 23 points, I know. Here outside Sears, a three is no good. The rebound, Hunt goes and gets it for Bourbon County. Now putting it on the floor is Baker, who goes in and puts it off the glass good. Baker with her fourth field goal of the game. There's a long three that's no good by Harris. Goes and gets her own rebound, racing in there. And there's a three put up by Jarvis that's no good. And the rebound, what do we got?
They said there was a control. Like one pitcher had to walk, the other one thought they didn't have control. So it'll be Montgomery County's ball on the travel. Well, the energy right there, Dan, even off of a missed three by Harris, she went and got a rebound immediately. She's giving it all tonight.
Down inside, they get the pass to Jarvis, and then it's knocked away from her. Montgomery County gives it up on the turnover, gets it back, and then loses it again. Baker with it, finding for Bourbon County. Now Harris gets it. Ooh. Harris got the boy. Harris took a shot to the face. I think she's okay. Barrier with a 15-foot jumper, good.
I think it's more of her ear. She got hit on the ear. I hope it's not a little whiplash effect there, but she got hit right on that right ear.
Harris is going to come out. Dunn will check in, and we'll probably not see Harris again. She motions for the trainer that she's okay. 63-25. Lady Indians with the lead here. Here is Harden to Baker. Goes behind a screen by Powell. Gives it off to Hunt. And Fouts staying right with her in the defense. Fouts knocks it away. It's going to go out of bounds, and Bourbon County will play it. Bourbon County just frustrated on offense right now because they're struggling to get anything to move the ball toward the basket. And now they get it to Harden, and she weaves in and flips it up. No good, but does draw the foul. That'll be on Warner, I believe. Trying to help it.
It is foul number 22, Bailey Warner, her first team.
Well, it has to be frustrating for Lakin Harden. She's been an all-region type player the last couple of seasons for Bourbon County.
And the free throw is up and good. She's 5 of 5 from the free throw line, but those are her only points. Or is it coming in for Warner now? I think we're about ready to get, again, you only have,
yeah, you don't have
a couple more players for Coach Dustin Eye to put into the game. And the free throw, this one's no good, and Jarvis has the rebound for the Lady Indians. 63-26. Here is Barrier, backs up from 15, missed the shot, left it well short. Fouts hit the deck, the ball goes out of bounds to Bourbon County. So Dunn is in, Orison is in, and Fouts, Barrier and Jarvis stay in the game.
The type of performance, though, Dan, you wanted to see out of the Lady Indians tonight. Just come and,
take care of business.
Take care of business.
Bourbon County with the ball here. Out away from the basket is Howell. Gives over to Harden. Harden looks. Gives to Sears. Sears in trouble outside against Dunn, and that throws it away. Barrier picked off the pass, goes under, lays it up and in.
That's almost unfair. You got a senior that's getting ready to go off and play Division I ball off the ball, and she just read that. She knew that was coming.
Under 4 minutes to play. I'd say we ought to get the here's Sears. Little ball fake. Flips it up with the left hand. Does not go down. Jarvis with the rebound. Jarvis is going to go down the lane. Stops on the free throw line. Jumper is no good. And the rebound is claimed by Howell for Bourbon County. Hunt. And there's Harden, an open three, left it short. Rebound out of bounds to Montgomery County.
You just never suspect you're going to go into a game where Lakin Harden is over from the floor.
Warner is in and Parker in route, so you've got Dunn and Warner in the game right now with Orison and Fouch. So this is the junior varsity squad right here for Montgomery County. Orison passes over to Rout, who fires a three-point shot that's too hard. Orison gets a rebound out to Dunn. Her three is no good. And rebounded by Fouch up and in.
Sophie said, let me clean this up, ladies.
Well,
Down inside for Bourbon County, the shot is missed by King and rebounded by Dunn. So Montgomery County has it back. 2.5 minutes to go with this running clock. Here is Dunn. Dunn looks, gives it off to Orison. Waiting to check in is Alexis White. There's a back cut. No, right baseline. The pass from Fouch to Warner, who lays it in.
Oh, what a great connection between two great friends there in Sophie Fouch and Bailey Warner. Sophie, excellent pass.
Couple of freshmen. Here's Hunt. Harden puts it on the deck, goes under, lays it in.
Yeah, and that's what you expect to see.
And we get a timeout now for players to check in. Minute and 38 seconds to go now. Minute and a half to play as Warner comes across the timeline. Gives it off to Orison. Now Dunn, and now Warner on the left wing. White posting up in there. Bourbon County has their reserves in completely now. Only 1:14 left. Here's Laura Lee Orison out to try to reset the offense against this zone. Warner to Dunn. Route over to Warner. They'd like to get it into White, but pretty well covered up in there. Orison looking. Now they throw it away. Out of bounds to Bourbon County. Boy, turnovers have not been a problem tonight for the Lady Indians, though.
Done an excellent job.
That's eight.
Yeah. And it's a team that really couldn't put a lot of pressure on. They stayed in that zone a lot, but, yeah, still making good, solid passes.
It's Hutchinson, Paisley Hutchinson, with the ball right now for the Lady Colonels. Hands it off to Tiffany Jones. And now Dahlstrom goes down inside, threw it away. Picking up the turnover is Alexis White. Now Dunn comes down, trying to get a shot up that did not reach the rim, but got blocked out of bounds, and Montgomery County will play it.
I don't get this in. We might not get another play here.
8 seconds to go. That clock is running. Orison looks. We won't get a shot. Dunn over route. She does get a shot off, and it doesn't go as the game comes to an end. Montgomery County, 69. Bourbon County, 28 in our first game of our doubleheader tonight. Don't go away. We're back to recap it for you coming up in just 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
The final tonight is Montgomery County 69, Bourbon County 28 in our first game this evening. Boys action is coming up, Ivan, and just a dominating performance by the Lady Indians tonight.
Man, that's what you hope to see if you coach Dustin High. Again, you want to see that you can have that carryover from Saturday evening against Cooper High and not have a letdown. And think because you're seeing a team that you feel like you're better than and a team that has not had any success so far this season, but a district foe nonetheless that you need to be concerned with. And you want to, again, it's like, we've got to be us regardless of who the opponent is. And tonight, the Lady Indians showed that tonight. They showed that medal and really impressed me on a number of fronts. I thought the freshmen played really well tonight. I was really impressed with the way that Shea Harris played, because Shea Harris, I think, showing that energy, showing that being connected. You know, again, Dan, I go back to a week ago yesterday over at Henry Clay, and I was like, please do not let this be what this story is this season, because I saw a disconnect in that game, and things just weren't going right, and you saw some unwanted personality come out of some of the Lady Indians. The last two games has been really solid, and you're just hoping that they're getting ready to start getting healthy, and we're going to find out really a lot, you know, going into next week when you start getting into tournament play over the Christmas holiday, and maybe they can get it together. It's going to be interesting to see how on back-to-back nights, and in one situation next week, they'll play two games in one day. Can they, how do they respond in those situations?
Let's check the scoring real quick. Bourbon County, nobody double figures for the Lady Colonels. Kaylee Baker had 9 points, 7 for Lakin Harden, 6 for Morgan Howell, 6 points also for the little guard Riley Hunt. And those were the four players that scored for Bourbon County tonight. For Montgomery County, Barrier and Jarvis had 18 points apiece, a dozen for Shea Harris, 6 for Reagan Oney, and she also had a total of 11 rebounds, 8 points for Sophie Fouch tonight, 4 points for Bailey Warner. We also had 3 points for Orly Orison in the game, and did I give you a Warner with four? That was the scoring for Montgomery County. We're going to step out now, and we'll be back with the pregame show for the boys' action coming up. But for the girls' game, that wraps up our coverage. I'll tell you what, Dustin High is with us real quick, and we're going to go ahead and talk with Dustin High real quick before we leave you for just a minute. Yeah, he's going to settle in and sit down and share with us. Dustin, congratulations. Certainly an easy win, but what did you see that you liked tonight?
We talked about it coming in tonight. Had nothing to do with Bourbon County as much as it had to do with us and improving and continuing to build on the momentum that we got Saturday with our man-to-man defense. And I thought the girls, for the most part, did a pretty good job. And it's the first time that we've extended all season. And when we got there, I thought it looked really good. We had a couple trapping opportunities that we were able to take advantage of. And when the trapping opportunities weren't there, we played solid man-to-man defense. And that was a good positive that they haven't had a chance to do yet this season.
Barrier and Jarvis had 18 points apiece, but Shea Harris seemed engaged from the get-go tonight. She had 12 points. She had 8 rebounds. Sophie Fouch made all 4 of her field goal attempts with 8 points. I thought those two players were real standouts for you.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Shea is capable of really being our catalyst for what she does that doesn't show up in the stat line. And you see Sophie Fouch get better every time she goes out there. And just there at the end of the game, she penetrates, makes a great backdoor pass to Bailey Warner, and just little things like that. We hit ahead to her late. She felt the pressure and immediately pulled it back out, didn't allow herself to get into trouble. And every night I feel like Sophie does something better. And if we can continue to build on that, she's going to be a big part of it.
You're going to Lewis County tomorrow, and then the Gateway Holiday Classic next week, where you're going to play two games in one day. Talk about the different feeling that this team has now than what they had just over a week ago. I mean, it's been a big turnaround for us to watch. Has it been that much inside the inner sanctum of the team?
It has, and I think getting back to our identity defensively has helped that. And I think that they take pride in that, and that when they're able to see it be successful, they're enjoying it. And I think just playing loose, playing free, and just having fun is what it's all about.
Hey, Dustin, we're going to let you go. We got another game coming up here shortly, but congratulations on a really impressive win tonight. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week during the Gateway Holiday Classic.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
Be
you.
Careful on the way to Hazard.
Yeah. Thank you, Dustin. And we'll be back. That's going to wrap up our coverage of the girls' game. We're going to step out, and when we come back, it'll be boys' action here on WMSD in just a few minutes.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.